I'm David Zierden. I'm the state climatologist for Florida at Florida State University.
Tell us what phase we're in now.
It looks like we are finally in the El Nino phase. Back in March and April, it looked like a very strong El Nino was building, but it lost a lot of momentum during the summer, and we were really unsure of whether it was going to continue to develop or just die on the vine. Well, it's kicked back into gear now, and the Pacific Ocean is already warm enough that it's in its bona fide El Nino, and it's most likely to last throughout the winter.
What does that portend for Florida agriculture weather for the coming winter?
With El Nino in place now, it typically brings us frequent storminess, twice the normal rainfall, and cooler temperatures. So with the El Nino in place, that's probably our best bet for this winter's weather and into the spring.
But that doesn't necessarily mean we're going to have a damaging freeze, does it?
No, it doesn't. Looking back at some of the most historically damaging freezes for the state, they mostly occurred in the neutral phase of the Pacific Ocean. So it shouldn't really increase our chances of freeze. But as this November event showed us, we got to be on our toes because it can happen at any time.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.